The top 10 are a mix of places you might expect and places you might not. Fairfield County is ranked 9th. The Colorado region around Aspen and Vail are first. In between them are southwest Georgia, rural Nevada, most of Wyoming, and all of Vermont. Jordan Rao is a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. He did the analysis.
They're not the places that you think of, you know, Beverly Hills or New York City, you know, really expensive cost of living places. Those aren't the places that are the most expensive in the country. They're largely rural areas, somewhat isolated, often with just one or two providers.
Rao says it's not entirely clear what leads to the results. In uncompetitive areas, doctors and hospitals may be able to name their price, and insurance companies pay them. And some places may also have sicker people who use more services. But Fairfield County's different. It was the only area in the top 10 with a mix of rich suburbs and poor inner cities.
One thing is that in Fairfield, with the exception of Bridgeport, which has two hospitals, all the other cities have, or towns, the major ones, just have one hospital. So that's a possibility that that the insurers just had to set their price.
The average monthly premium for the most popular plans under Obamacare is $383 in Fairfield. That's 21% higher than a similar plan in Hartford County and 7% higher than in New Haven County. Rao says this new data, along with data in subsequent years, will help get closer to what he says are the real cost drivers in healthcare, the providers.
What within that is driving it? Is it that people are using particular services at a very high rate? Is it that particular specialties are charging exorbitant amounts? Is it that the hospitals are really leveraging their market power to get as much money as possible?
Those are questions Rao hopes to be able to answer in the next few years. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.